Blog Talk Radio.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. It is 2 p.m. in the Dayton, Ohio area, November 12, 2018, and it's time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great and rejoicing today that the Lord has given us another day. Not only just given us another day, but today is the day that we all celebrate our veterans. We celebrate Veterans Day. We give honor to them, thanking them for fighting, for giving their time and life to fighting our wars and protecting us. I mean, I think my dad fought in World War II, my grandfather World War I and before that. So we need to uplift our veterans today and to say thank you for serving in our armed services. Your host here, I've never been to the armed services. As I look back at it, sometimes I wish I would have went, but I didn't. I went to school instead. So we want to give them honor today on their day, Veterans Day. So if you have a veteran in your family, tell them thank you, and give them take them out to dinner, or her out to dinner, or cook a meal for them. Show them your appreciation. Like I said, I am so glad to be coming on to you this day, being Veterans Day, and we hope and pray that this program is helping you in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. You know, it was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto my path." From the word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there's so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here Chatting from the Word love chatting with you from the Word of God. Again, this is Veterans Day, and thank you all veterans. I salute you today, and we thank you for serving. Some are visiting the Veteran Memorial today and giving honor to their deceased loved ones that have fought in the armed services. So we thank them for that very much. I hope that you all caught our show this morning on YouTube. We had a little difficult for a little while coming on Facebook, and I forgot our show ran over 30 minutes, and I apologize for that. We went a whole hour. Knowing Brother Oscar, I normally don't go a whole hour, but I believe that the lesson we was teaching this morning is a lesson I believe that we all need to hear, because we need to make sure that we are in the body of Christ. We are looking for heaven to be our home one day when this world is gone and Judgment Day is here, that we are heading home with our Father through all eternity. I don't know about you this afternoon, but to me, going to heaven is something important and something that I want to reach for, and I hope and pray that that is all of our goal, all of us that name the name of Christ. And that is why I am so glad to bring you this program, Chatting from the Word, and we hope and pray that you yourself, being the listening audience, have something to talk to your host about. You can always call in. Our call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. Like we said, like I just said, if you have something that you want to talk to your host about, if you have any questions about lessons that we have taught, this is the time that you can either ask your questions, I'll talk with your host. If y'all brothers, if y'all disagree with Brother Oscar, this is the time now to say something. Give me a call and let me know. I'm giving you this opportunity to call. Your call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you ever have any questions, you can call in now. The lines are open. We will chat with you. All right. On this day, we call Veterans Day. Again, thank you to all the veterans out there. We thank you. We glad you serve. And we happy that you serve. As I said, I always say this is a praying program. We love to pray. We love to pray. And Paul tells us to pray. To pray without ceasing. You know, we as Christians, if we are going to have a relationship with the Father, it's just sometimes a good thing just to talk with the Father sometimes and let him know what is on our minds and our hearts. Probably sometimes some of us, I'm not saying all of us, don't get Brother Oscar wrong. I'm not saying all of us, but I believe some of us, when we go to the Father in prayer, we think that we need to always go when we are in trouble or when we want something or when we want to request a favor from our Father. Although our Father is Jehovah Jireh, and don't get me wrong, he provides for us. But he's not Santa Claus. He has our best interest at heart always and all the time. And he's a Father that truly cares. If you're going through a struggle, you can talk with him and let him know what's on your mind. Let him know to help you through the fire and the struggles that you're going through. So we're going to pray at this time because we love to pray for you. And if you have a prayer request, like I said, the number is 657-383-0883. Will you bow your heads in prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we come in the humblest manner we know how, thanking you for this day, Father, thanking you for life, thanking you for family, thanking you for those who fought in our armed services, giving them armies, thanking them for fighting and giving their time, and even some have lost their lives during during the wartime, and we want to just pay honor to them today, which is their day. It's their day. So, Father, we give them honor and glory. And, Father, be with their families. Be with their families. Help them to recognize that you are God. Besides me, there is no other. And, Father, we come praying for those that are in the nursing homes today. Come praying, Father, for those that are behind prison bars. Father, we come praying for those that are sick today with illnesses, with arthritis, with diabetes, with high blood pressure, that had a stroke and their bodies don't perform like it once did. Father, we come praying for them. We come praying that you heal their bodies. It will be your will. If it's not, Father, help them to that they may go through that storm and that they may keep you always in their minds and focus on you, Father. And Father, we come praying for that young man who lost his job, who needs to find employment so that he may, or she may take care of their family. We come praying for the family that's having problems with their children. And we're praying, Father, that they may guide their children in the right way, Father. And Father, we come praying for all our young people. Help them, because Father, it is not easy being young in the world today when temptation is everywhere, Father. So, Father, we just pray for them. We pray for our program. We pray for Chatting from the Word. Father, help us to always be a program that always lifts you up to the highest, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that our message today may help someone to see you and to be the body of Christ. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, I am so happy to be coming on at 2 today. We're chatting from the Word. And as always, I hope that we are making a difference in your life. I hope that this program has been an uplift for you in your Christian journey. I don't know about you, but living for the Lord is very important. Studying God's Word is very important. Being part of the body of Christ is very important. Getting good messages to help one live the righteous life and to stay on the righteous path is very important. And you know what I'm getting ready to ask. Brother Oscar here lately been asking for sponsorship. We need sponsors so that we can, number one, keep airing Chatting from the Word, and number two, bring Chatting from the Word in a place where many may be able to tune in and to listen and to see for themselves and to learn Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I believe the whole world needs to hear the massive story of Jesus Christ. I believe the world still needs to hear how Christ lived and died on the cross and rose the third day. That message is important and will always be important. Now, Brother Oscar, he's been this thing for almost 50 years. And the world, when I first obeyed the gospel, was in bad shape and needed Christ. And still yet, the world still needs Christ. The Word itself needs to go out. The world needs to know Christ in the pouring of their sins. The world needs to know how Christ loved them and died for them and wants them to be in Him. So, your host is asking for sponsorship. We don't ask for much. I'm not... of course, I'm not rich, But we're not greedy. You know, whatever you can give, whatever your finance can bear, if it's a dollar, 10, 15, 100, whatever you can give monthly, help us out here at Chatting from the Word. And let us know what you can give. We're not, like I said, we're not greedy. And again, I hope, like I said, and pray that you're enjoying these programs that we're putting on. And on our YouTube show, we're looking for subscribers. Subscribe to Chatting from the Word so that when we are broadcasting, YouTube can notify you if, when we are on and when we are broadcasting so that you can prepare to hear the lesson for the day. And here on Blog Talk Radio, the same. Join me in on this program also. And like I say, you can call in and talk with your host here and let him know what is on your mind. You can do that. We give you some time to do that. You can always talk with me. I'm not a booger bear. I'm not going to frighten no one. I just, you know, sometimes it's just good to have someone to talk with before we get off to the lesson. If you want to call in, you got the time now to call in. All right. Today we want to talk about being the church. Being the church, because I believe some really have forgotten about what church is all about. I think some believe by them going to a building every Sunday, that's being the church. But what does it truly mean by being the church? That's a question. It's just hypothetical. I don't expect an answer. But what does it mean by being the church? Because I believe in the 21st century, we have lost the meaning of what it really means to be the church. Some of us believe we go to church just to be entertained or have a good feeling or jump up and down and get the Holy Ghost and hear good singing and good preaching. But you know what, my friend? That is so opposite of what being the church is all about. That is so opposite of what the church should be about. It's not about the singing, although the singing is part of it. And when we sing to each other because we're teaching one another. Yes, preaching is good. We need to hear God's word. Lord's Supper, we need to take that on the first day of the week. But what does it truly mean by being the church? And here in 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 24, here Paul is talking about the members of the church. Now listen to what Paul says here. Let Paul talk with you for a little while. Paul said, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part, which, I tell you what, let me go up a little bit to verse 22. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. One member being honored, all members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Oh, I love that, because what Paul is saying, that there's no big eyes or little U's in the body of Christ. We are all the same. You know, just because one may be up there ministering, that don't make him no more important than that one that's an usher. You understand what your brother's talking about? Here, Paul is really talking about is the church to care for its members. We should care for one another. And you know, as I look around today, the church is lacking caring for one another. You know, with times being like they are today, with shooting in the synagogues, shooting at entertainment places, fires going on, our children being shot up, things that come on the airways that we as Christians really shouldn't be listening to. We need the church more and more today than ever before. Oh, I know years ago you could have said the same thing. But today we need a body of Christ to stand up and say, I care. We need a body of Christ to say, let me go see how my brother and my sister's doing. We need a body of Christ that's really helping people today. But you know what, my friend? We don't have that. We don't have too many churches that truly care for its members. Most want to pat their own self on the back. Most want to say, look at me, I'm somebody, don't they? But no one wants to go visit someone that's sick and say, brother, let me help you. Sister, let me wash your dishes for you. Brother, let me take you to your doctor's appointment. Sister, let me come in and cook you a meal. That's being the church. It's not about what we do on Sundays, but it's what we do outside the four walls of that building is being the church. That's what being the church is all about, my friend, is helping one another. And we lack that today in the church. Not saying it's not happening. Don't get Brother Oscar wrong. I'm not saying it's not happening. But we need more of it. We need more churches reaching out to the community. Reaching out not just to community but to each other. We need to reach out to each other. We need to make sure that brother and sister's all right. Well, also when they family, we need to encourage them, like the Bible says, encourage them when one lose a member to death. You see. But we're not like that in the church. It's not too many of us like that. Because I guarantee you, my friend, if we was like that, I believe we have some growth in the body of Christ today. I believe if the church of Christ would reach out more than instead of wanting to go listen to good singing and good preaching and good hollering, good hallelujah time, and recognize the church is more than just that, is being out and really caring for its members. not caring for its members, but the community at large. I believe that the church will grow and grow strongly, and we will reach more people than what we believe we could reach if we become people that truly cares about its members and about its community. I know Brother Oscar said a mouthful. But here I'm talking about starting a new work here in the city of Dayton, Ohio. I've done my homework. I even scoped out a place that I believe would be a good place to build a sanctuary. And as I said, and they have heard me, I'm asking for brothers and sisters who actually really want to help me do this. Give me a call. Call me on the show. The number is 657-383-0883. Email me, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. I'm always on Facebook. Inbox me. Or even go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. Send me a letter to, and while you're there, order you a book. Order you a book, A Peaceful Place in the Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. That's what I'm talking about, church. We need to be, the church need to be the church. Be like Christ. Be the church. We are claiming that we are his body. Be what we claim we are. And that's being his body. That's being like Christ and caring one for the other. And we need to carry that out beyond the borders of the church building. If you understand where Brother Oscar is coming from. I'm not going to say too much today. We're just so glad to be able to talk with you today from chatting from the Word. We are so glad to be chatting with you today. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, help us to carry the gospel to those who need to hear it, to be the church. Father, help us to spread your word where it needs to be spread. Help us to help each other also, Father, as we spread your word, your good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, just be with us. Guide us and keep us on this day we call the Veterans Day. Be with all our veterans. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, it was always, I said, it was nice chatting with you today. So I'm chatting from the Word. We'll chat with you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. If you didn't call in today, you can call in tomorrow. If you can call in and just hear the show live, if that be your desire. So call in tomorrow. We'll be on again tomorrow at the same time. At the same time. Bye-bye.